National Podcast Day is coming September 30th. But what is National Podcast Day? Well, it's pretty simple, and you can help spread the word. National Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide through public engagement. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved on National Podcast Day? It's easy. Head over to nationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. But ultimately, the options are endless. Remember, September 30th, nationalpodcastday.com.
Tech of Sports, episode 87, David Jackmeyer of Breezen. Right on the Tech of Sports, David Jackmeyer. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can go over to techpodcast.com. It's Tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Welcome, everybody, tonight to Tech of Sports. We're going to talk about something we've never talked about before, a brand new device from Breezen. They've launched the first portable device that can measure an individual's metabolism. And we're going to talk with David, one of the developers of the product and the app, about that, see what its the practical uses are and a little bit about the product and then where this may be heading. So, David, thanks for taking time out and coming on and talk about Breezen tonight.
Hi, Rick. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, David's joining us from Tempe, Arizona, where Breezen is based. And David, this is a very high-tech product, and I see a lot of practical uses for it and a lot of interest probably going to be generated by the product. Did it come out through a crowdfunding campaign? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's how we first got started introducing it to the public. That was back in March 2013, and that was on an older Android basis, and we recognized really that iOS was a more consistent product line, and they had fewer devices to have to manage. Our app development switched to Apple, and also at the urging of the users who came online and who supported, we then developed an Apple-based product and made all the necessary changes to improve and launch. We were aiming for another, within 1 year, and it came out to be a few months after that.
Give the listeners a little background on the product as a whole, and just kind of what it is, and what you guys think it could be doing for people.
Background: historically, we've got metabolic carts that measure indirect calorimetry of an individual's metabolic function. Those carts typically take 10 minutes at the fastest and as many as 30 minutes to conduct a test. A snapshot. You can also get by breath data. It's a little bit fuzzier, a little messier. So typically you will jump on a treadmill and exercise for an exercise-based energy expenditure to sort of push that cart to give you additional information about your metabolism. That's the more the athletics, I guess, in real-time use advantage. Sure. And then the metabolic cart traditionally is most useful for just the resting metabolic rate. A user essentially needs to be in as close to waking from bed state as possible and then be able to sit there and sort of not do anything and not think scary thoughts for roughly 10 to 15 minutes to get that resting metabolic rate. That rate then is used to calculate how many calories you use simply to exist throughout the day in a wakened state. Mm-hmm. And that number then is used as the basis for estimating how many total calories that you need to eat for the day based on other parameters of your lifestyle. Whether or not you're an active person during the day and whether or not you partake in exercise, which is sort of an intervention. So Breezen comes in and can accomplish the same within 2 minutes. So the snapshot is within a much shorter time period. It's mobile, so you can have the reading at your bedside when you wake up, which is the definition of resting metabolic rate. It's got the Apple application, and it's easily operated by anyone that has iPhone 4S or greater or iPads. And it requires a Bluetooth connection. That's the Bluetooth 4.0, the Bluetooth low energy. So it really pushes technology forward with a great leap, bringing the size, making it mobile, bringing it to the mobile platform, and bringing those measurements at a fraction of the cost to any user in the world.
Now, I've never held the actual device in my hand. Give the listeners just an overview of what the device is made of and what it looks like. I know they can go online and see it for themselves, but just give a quick little synopsis of the actual device itself.
It's a metal outer casing. They all painted white. And you can imagine, I would say, do you remember the Twinkie?
Yeah.
All right, just take a drill, blow out all of the fluff in the middle, put a mixing chamber and some sensors, and pass your breath through the Twinkie for 2 minutes, and you've got the tracker in your hand. It's about the same size as the
That's quite an unbelievable analogy there, David. The Twinkie hasn't gone anywhere. They're back now. They went bankrupt for a little bit, but I guess they're back. So everybody knows what a Twinkie is. So this is a very easy to hold, user friendly device. You're saying?
Yeah, exactly. It's that size. No wires attached. You just turn it on. Put a. You have to apply or add a sensor cartridge, just like a glucose meter. Those cartridges are, of course, measuring changes in oxygen and carbon dioxide. It measures both, and they're sensitive to ambient air. So as soon as you open them, the package, you need to put it into the sensor, turn it on, and conduct the measurement. Just like any sensor, the chemical is going to change based on oxygen in your environment. So you get an oxidized product after a while.
Not just like the users. Sure. Yeah, the user. Now you're making me hungry. Do the users have to charge the device, or does it run on batteries? Or
it's battery operated. The new standards of lithium ion batteries, but you will have to charge it once every 20 measurements or so, and then with use over time, like any battery, it will decrease in ability, and then. But yeah, mobile. Again, it's operating for about 2 minutes, sending data at a rapid pace during those 2 minutes. And then the app, since the phones and the iPads are so powerful nowadays, they can handle all that data and do the calculations in real time and not have any hesitation. So that's really what enabled us to push the thing mobile.
Yeah, and we're with David Jackmeyer of Breezing talking about the new Breezing device, which measures metabolism. Now, David, the information is sent by Bluetooth to the iPad. Is the information stored anywhere, or does the information go anywhere else other than the user's iPad?
It will stay on the iPad. It will be displayed graphically over time to give an idea of whether or not an intervention made any impact on your metabolism, and also long-term as far as lifestyle changes, weeks, months, years. Secondarily, it's saved in that CSV file format that you can share via email. So it has a share button. You can send out email. And that has every bit of data from the app. On the app, we give you the opportunity to bring the calories that you spent in activities, bring your dietary intake, bring your weight and so forth from other apps. And then there's a calculation goal setting portion of the app. It uses your resting metabolic rate, your reported lifestyle, and those a planned intervention for the coming week. For example, I'm going to exercise 7 hours this week. You slide your bar to 7 hours. I want to have a deficit or a calorie surplus. You make that adjustment, and then it in real time is adjusting the recommended calories per day. All of that data is saved to the CSV file to help you see, A, what your resting metabolic rate was over time, the weight, the dietary intake, the activity level, and as well as your plan for each week.
Great.
And then just real quick, in addition to that, you can send or share by Facebook or Twitter the real-time measurement with a little bit of background on what you just measured. So it'll share your resting metabolic rate or your momentary rate, as well as whether you're burning carbs or fat or a mixture of both.
Sure, and I'm sure you guys are encouraging people to do that, to get the word out about breathing. But when it was in the crowdfunding campaign stage, who were your biggest fans and biggest supporters that were really backing you? I can see maybe dietitians, personal trainers. Is that some of the market that you guys were kind of really trying to get the attention of?
You know, it was really putting our feelers out there to get an idea. I would say four clear groups emerged. One from academia. I would say most institutions have a privilege of using tax dollars to afford very expensive items, but not all of them do. And so to have a $100,000 or a $30,000 metabolic cart is beyond the means of many academic professionals. So we had a lot of interest in that regard, asking if we could send 1 to 10 devices for the next, coming study. And now that we've deployed those to Indiana, Vincennes University, University of Arizona, Mayo Clinic, and universities in Netherlands, Mannheim, Germany, in the UK and Australia, British Columbia, et cetera, we've been getting a lot of great feedback and enjoying that process. Secondarily, probably tied for first, really, are also dietitians and personal trainers. The dietitians typically will be working with a medical doctor, and the medical doctor's in the same situation. Money in, money out, and the breathing device brings a very affordable and immediate advantage to their practices. So the dietitian can help supplement from the medical doctor's end. And then personal trainers, I think personal trainers have a unique position, maybe a difficult one, in that they are providing service, also providing products through affiliation and so forth. And then one of those services could be metabolic testing, and now it's affordable to them as well. And then the fourth, there are the QSers, quantified self individuals who contact us. And there are some who, no questions asked, just says, send me a device. I need it. I want to try it. I want to take data. I want to round out my understanding of myself. And then others who wanted to know, what is the cocktail of chemicals on your sensor, and at what rate do they change based on this, that, and the other. So it was a very interesting fourth group there with many people in that spectrum.
Yeah, that's potentially a really big group for you. Let's just take a break here real quick. David, I have to do a quick read here. Just want to let the listeners know that National Podcast Day is coming next week, September 30th. And it doesn't matter if you're a podcaster, a listener, or even somebody that hasn't even discovered podcasts yet, you can do something to listen to podcasts and promote podcasting. So you can go to nationalpodcastday.com and check out all the information on there, a little history of the day, why this is important, and then share your opinions through social media. So you can find out what to do on National Podcast Day at nationalpodcastday.com. And also thanks to Amazon.com, who is an affiliate and a partner here at the studio. And if you're doing any shopping this fall and in the holiday season, you can help the studio out by going to netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. No extra cost to you, and help support Netcast Studio. So I'll return back here with David Jackmeyer of breathing. Now, David, the $64,000 question is, what does a breathing device cost somebody or an organization?
$64,000 divided by 100. So yeah, we $325. Right now we have a breathing starter kit on our website, breathing.com, and that comes with 5 measurements, 5 cartridges, the mouthpieces, the T joint. So the mouthpiece and T-joint enables the user to seamlessly capture their breath with a two-way valve, so they can breathe in and out through that T-joint and not have to take their mouth off the mouthpiece and so forth. The mouthpiece and the masks traditionally in metabolic rate testing are very uncomfortable and difficult for people to sustain the 10 to 15 minute measurement. And that's where, again, we have an advantage. We don't introduce those artifacts in breathing with just a 2 minute reading and a very simple design.
I think 2 minutes is a sweet spot there. I think people will give 2 minutes to try to find out some data about themselves. Anything more than that, it probably is a little tougher sell. So did you guys have to really work to get it to that 2 minute time point, or was that always kind of what you guys were working with?
No, it was discovery based. It was, I guess, a happy coincidence, because you're right. Individuals, if they're not in a clinical setting and there isn't somebody there with a white coat barring them from leaving, it's difficult to help a person remember that maybe it's important for them to take that measurement. But the 2 minutes is a statistical phenomenon that we found that once 6 liters of breath were processed, we were good to go. The variation had gone down to a very acceptable level, and we could predict at first 95% of the time whether we were spot on, and we continued to improve toward 99.999, et cetera, percent. So 2 minutes happens to be a happy coincidence for us, because that was one of our curiosities in the very beginning is, how fast can you actually get the accurate data? And do these metabolic carts even need 10 to 15 minutes? It's pretty interesting. We've eliminated some of the artifacts and distractions from the big mask and from being in a clinical setting. And also we have a better technology, a smaller technology, and a faster technology with the chemical sensors in the smaller mixing chamber. Yeah. Overall, it's just a better design.
I guess you said Twinkie. I guess maybe another somewhat similar comparison would be like the inhalers that people with asthma use. Would that be, is that a similar in size, would you say?
It depends. I've seen some that are getting close to the size of a, permanent Sharpie marker. But yeah, the traditional canister with CO2, yep. It's a little bit larger than that, but still easy to handle with one hand. And the same weight. I mean, these are not heavy at all.
Well, with David Jackson here of breathing, he's given us a great overview and understanding of this very cool device, high-tech device. Now, David, some of TV shows like The Biggest Loser and even onto other shows, Dr. Oz and maybe some of the daytime shows, they like talking about the latest technology when it comes to health and wellness. Have you guys reached out to some of these shows to try to get the product on there? For The Biggest Loser, this would be a great little angle for them. I don't know if you guys have had any discussions with them at all.
No, we haven't reached out that far yet. What our strategy is, put all three of us to work, 90 hours a week. And that's working out well. The other part of that strategy, though, is making sure that our local connections are well served as well, while making mindful communication with the big boys and the big girls. And so we have sent out pings to the obvious players in the market with regards to weight management. But no, with regard to television, we're still feeling and making more of a splash in the news portion since we just launched, and then reorganizing and refocusing on television. And we're fortunate to have a local famous, I guess I should hesitate to mention his name, but we've just yesterday and the day before, one of us stopped the day before and I stopped yesterday into their headquarters where they manufacture their, I guess it's a nutritional drink. I've been drinking it for about 12 hours now just to try it out. He was on a show that became very popular, and he's continuing to serve the community of Tempe, the Phoenix metro area, in the sense of it being his home, and supporting his home and encouraging people to get involved. So we did just reach out to that celebrity. Otherwise, no, we haven't had the time, and we're going to definitely head that direction.
Well, you also have Alice Cooper that lives in the area too, David, so you could reach out to him as well.
Yeah, I might need your help on that one. I need a good lead or a good contact.
I got one. I'm very involved with golf, and I know people that have played with Alice Cooper. So I don't know if that's the kind of guy you want representing your product, but he's in Arizona there. You have a lot. You're in a good area, I think, for this product. It's a very health conscious and outdoorsy area, and you have the mix of professional college and good amateur high school and youth sports there. So I think you're in a good market to really try that locally, like you said.
It's true. It's true. It's a real surprise to uncover so many resources in this area. I was in the dental office ready for my 6 months perio, and I'm sitting next to the highest paid and most well-respected youth league soccer coach. And we start talking about physiology because I have a physiology book that I'm reading. And next thing I know, he's asking me about metabolic rate, and now we're connected. So it's everywhere. It's definitely a great culture out here.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't live in Atlanta. I think Phoenix and Atlanta are cities that are fairly similar in size and scope and stuff. So yeah, you're in a good area. With Dave, wrapping up here with David Jackmeyer of Reason. David, give the contact information, the website, how people can find out more about Breezing, and here's your chance to plug away.
Okay. We have online e-commerce through breezing.com, and there you can learn more about the concept of metabolic rate analysis. You can communicate with us. All three of us are constantly glued to our computers or aiding other professionals. And studies that are ongoing. And then you can order on the order page. And like I said, $325 for the device, $349 for the kit. So that includes all of the things that I mentioned earlier with regard to cartridges, mouthpieces, and so forth. And we'll ship out ASAP. Yeah, otherwise, we're going to launch with that. And then we've got Amazon down the road, which is one of our either sponsors or advertisers today. And we've got our feelers out there. So feel free to contact us and let us know what you think.
Yes, you. I have lots of connections, David, and I'm definitely going to be watching you guys to see how you approach this, and hopefully you keep moving further and further into people's subconscious and their lives, because I think this is the way we're all moving with wearable devices and keeping track of everything. This is the this is the next frontier, and you guys are pioneers. You're right on the forefront.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, you really captured it with that statement, and that shares our vision, and that's exactly why we're here. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you're here. I'm on board with you guys, and thanks for coming on. It's David Jackmeyer of Breezing. And give the website, and are you guys on Facebook and Twitter as well, David?
We are. Breezing on Facebook and Breezing at Twitter. Breezing.com. is our website.
Great. David, great guest. Thanks for coming on. Great show. And my listeners definitely will be checking you out. So just want to let everyone know that that wraps up the Tech of Sports for tonight. You can head over to netcaststudio.com and check out all the other shows that are available, and also information on National Podcast Day. And also don't forget Two Thumbs Up Media. Don't want to forget them. Two Thumbs Up Media is the podcast directory where you can discover and see new audio, video, and internet streaming content, and find a different podcast or show to listen to in honor of National Podcast Day. So thanks to David, and check out Breezing, and you've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.